Andy O and I are here with Peter Henriksen, who is organizing and directing the Rocky Mountain Archtop Guitar Festival, also the president of Henriksen Amplifiers. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So this festival is happening on September 8th through September 10th. Mm-hmm. It's a three-day festival over in Old Town Arvada, and you'll start at the Hilton Garden Inn and then spread out throughout the city. Can you talk about, you know, how this festival got started?
Sure. It started off as an idea on Facebook that we'd bring in some guitar builders for a guitar show and make it exclusively about archtops. And the idea kind of snowballed from there. And so many of the players wanted to come and support the luthiers as well that we just kept getting email after email and phone call about people who wanted to come and play. And so it sort of developed into a music festival at the same time.
It's grown. And right now it looks like you're going to have 60 hours of music with 30 different workshops, clinics. And it looks like this is kind of pulled out into two main umbrellas. You've got the luthiers and you've got the performances. So mm-hmm. I'm seeing luthiers from a bunch of different states like Georgia, California, New York, Ohio, Texas. It goes on. But then you have international mm-hmm. creators too from Poland, Germany, China. How did you select a lot of these luthiers?
Well, it's a pretty small circle of people who build archtop guitars. It's a very intense and highly skilled type of guitar to make, and so it's a small community. We're basically just picking kind of, you know, the best of the best who want to come and show off their work, but there aren't that many of them.
For people that are listening that aren't guitarists or that even know, what basically is an archtop guitar?
An archtop guitar, if you're looking at one, it's got what they call the F holes, like a violin has, yeah. Or a cello or an
hollow
bass.
Body.
Yeah. And it's typically carved out of a solid piece of the top, and it's, you know, by name, it's got an arched top. And the original idea was that gave the guitar more projection on stage in the days before amplification. It made the guitar louder. And in, you know, the modern era, they are stronger. You can put higher gauge strings on them. They can, it makes them more of a piano-like response than, say, a flat-top acoustic guitar with a round hole in the top.
I love mine. I have an Artcore Ibanez. It was my mm-hmm. first guitar, and it's cool because it gives you that flexibility where you could play it unplugged, and it still has, you
right.
know, that resonance.
Yeah, ultimately, a properly built archtop guitar should be an acoustic instrument. You know, most people put pickups in them to accommodate modern band situations with drummers and, you know, other amplified instruments. But first and foremost, you know, a proper archtop should be acoustic in nature.
Oh, my gosh. I'm thinking of what this looks like. So there's the expo portion. Is it like a dozen, like, mini pop-up guitar shops that you can kind of sit and look at the instruments? Like, what is it laid out like?
It's a table show. So each luthier has a table. They'll bring between 2 and 5 guitars, depending on what they have.
Mm-hmm.
And there are several demo rooms. So you have the opportunity, you know, to talk to the luthier about the guitar. And you can try one out in one of the private rooms. So you can sit there and play a little bit. And it's very hands-on. It's very immersive. And it's a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I would go crazy in there. Do you? Can you walk away with a guitar? Can you purchase a guitar? Is it more like orders online after the fact?
Some of the instruments are for sale, but for the most part, they are they're very bespoke instruments. You work with the luthier to design something that really works for you. But we do have a mix of some more production models that are, you know, more entry-level pricing all the way up to some that will take the builder up to 5 years with very custom materials and built just for you.
Has this become a circuit? Is, you know, because I've been to this one, but are there other archtop festivals across the country? Or is this...
There are not. This is the only exclusively archtop guitar show that I'm aware of. There was a small group that was meeting in Germany every other year for a while, but I don't know that they're still doing it. So there are a lot of guitar shows, and that's where I drew the inspiration for the Archtop Guitar Festival from. But this, as far as I know, is the only one exclusively dedicated to archtop guitars.
Well, we're lucky to have you, that's for sure.
Well, yeah. We couldn't do it without the, you know, the local community wanting to, you know, support what basically is a jazz guitar festival by default.
So do you get a lot of local and, you know, national and international people coming through, or is it more localized, or?
Most of our artists are coming in from out of town.
Yeah.
We rely heavily on supporting musicians, drums, bass, organ, that kind of stuff locally. But the guitar players that are coming in are the guitar players who represent the brands of the guitars that are being presented here. Mm. And so what we really want to do is get, you know, the incredibly talented guitar players who are here locally to get their hands on these instruments and, you know, play one, maybe become an artist of one of these companies, you know, just get their hands on these wonderful instruments.
Are there, like, lots of jams going on around with the public?
Constant. And their
That's so cool.
It's a very informal music schedule. We have, I think, a total of 9 different venues and stages.
Wow.
That nobody's bringing their band. It's just, you know, some people who have played together. Some people you'll see are going to do a set together who have never even met. And that's the beauty of jazz guitar, is that you can put two people in a room together who've never met, and they will put on, you know, a heck of a performance.
So I've been to a lot of these, I think 3 or 4 of them now.
Three.
And great little venues all up and down there, the wine store, and then there's also that guitar store that's right over there.
Yeah, the Old Town Pick and Parlor.
But you were mentioning earlier that there's going to be an outdoor stage.
There is. So this year, we're combining efforts with the city of Arvada to produce, for their end, they're putting on 2 outdoor stages, and they're bringing on some more mainstream local talent with Chris Daniels and Hazel Miller and... you know, some other acts, and one of the stages that they're putting on is going to be for the Archtop Guitar Festival. So that's going to be set up in the parking lot across from the Pick and Parlor, and it's going to be from 1 to 7 on Saturday is the programming for that outdoor stage.
And that's one of the headline stage?
Yeah, so our final act on that, the headlining act for that, is going to be Fareed Hawk with Tony Monaco featuring Brian Claxton on drums.
Are there a lot of returning acts as far as the music goes, or do you see like a refresh year to year?
This year we're featuring 2 artists who haven't been here before.
Cool.
Ed Cherry and Rodney Jones. Ooh. And returning are Frank Vignola, Jimmy Bruno, Bruce Foreman, I think there's 50 artists in total this year. So mostly returning, but some new faces. And we like to bring in and feature new artists every year. Howard Alden will be returning. He was our featured artist last year. I'm trying to think of anybody else.
Well, I saw on the website there's the
there's a whole list
there.
On the website. Yeah.
Yeah. So along with the expo and the performances, there's a series of clinics and workshops and, you know, talks, presentations.
Each of the attending artists, they're here because they represent the Guitar Builders or Henriksen Amplifiers or a combination thereof. And we ask them to do a performance and to do a clinic or a workshop where people can get really close, you know, 10 to 1, 15 to 1 attention, and, you know, ask some real questions. And the goal there was to create sort of a mini camp environment. And the idea being that someone who takes their playing seriously enough to want to take some classes is also going to be serious about buying a real professional grade instrument. And so we kind of create the synergy that way.
It's a music lesson kind of deal?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was more on the building aspect or more on...
No, there will be a couple presentations on the construction of the guitar, but really just to educate the attendees on, you know, what is an archtop? Why should I play one? For those who more on the beginner side of things. And then on the advanced side of things, the builders really want to present, you know, here's why my construction is different.
Yeah.
This guitar is lighter than that one, or this one carries heavier gauge strings, or this one can be a 7-string. And there's lots of, you know, the differences are subtle, but they matter to the
totally.
To the player for sure.
Totally. Would you say that the attendance is range from beginners to maybe professional musicians?
Oh, absolutely. We have, you know, the curiosity crowd, and all the way up to, there are people who are professors at schools who are coming here to get a couple refresher lessons from the other professors who are here presenting. It's all, you know, music's a, you learn until you're not on this earth anymore. It's a,
truth.
It's an ever evolving, ever learning kind of thing.
You're up there near the light rail station too, by the way. So people want to avoid driving, you know.
They can hop on the G line and get off in the Old Town Arvada station, and you will be right at one of the stages across from two of the venues and a half a block down to the Hilton Garden Inn where the Guitar Expo and all of the classes and the presentations are taking place.
Dang, pro tip over there.
Yeah, and well, there's plenty of, don't worry about hauling food with you because there's plenty of places to eat up there too. Lots of eats and drinks.
That's cool. I'm excited to check it out. Can you talk about what maybe like the vibe of the festival is, like one of your favorite things about it? Now, how many years has it been?
This is our third.
Okay.
We had all three then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Boom.
We've had, our first one was in 2019, and it was a very last minute thrown together idea. Again, it started off as a late night Facebook post that I didn't think anyone would respond to. And I woke up the next morning and realized, okay, now we got to go rent a hotel. It's going to be a problem. But it was, I think the success of it was that the vibe is so casual. And, you know, for a lot of guitar shows that we attend as, you know, the amplifier business, some of them you can kind of walk through and see the whole thing in an hour and then you go home and it just really wasn't worth it. For us, what we wanted to do is keep people all weekend and provide so much going on that you really can't see it all. You have to kind of schedule it like you're seeing a music festival. And the funnest part about that is, you know, it's the hang. It's just all about the hang. And you get to sit there and have coffee with someone whose albums you bought 20 years ago. You know, you get to, everyone's just walking around the lobby and you can take lessons with people who you just wouldn't otherwise have access to. Being in Denver, it's a pretty good bi-coastal environment where we get people from New York and from LA in the same room at the same time who, again, maybe they went to school together back in the 80s, or maybe they did an album together, you know, 30 years ago, but they don't get to play together, almost never.
Yeah. Oh, man, that sounds like a dream.
I came away with a lot of merch last year. I actually had money when it was happening for a change then. Records. I bought Rodney Jones album and
I didn't even think about records
and shirts. Oh yeah, records and shirts and merch.
We encourage people to bring their CDs and their albums and their books too.
Yeah.
A lot of them have published educational materials, and that really helps if you're going to learn. You could take one of these clinics and come away with a year's worth of practice material. And for some of the stuff, it's pretty intense. It'll take you a year just to get through the lesson concept. And then we have some clinics are set up for very beginner. You know, here's how to transition from, say you learn to play the guitar like a lot of us, just playing a couple of blues licks. Okay, so here's how we transition you to play more jazz, more complicated music. We have that level of classes as well.
Is jazz like the focal point genre-wise, and then it splits off into blues? And I saw there was like a gypsy jazz stage. Mm-hmm. So is that like the main kind of genre that you see there?
Yeah, and mostly that's because the jazz guitarist of today has really, and in the last 50, 60 years, really kept the archtop guitar as a primary instrument. The archtop guitar is ever present in Western swing and some folk circles, but it really has kept its foothold in the jazz guitar community. So it's sort of by default, an archtop guitar festival is going to be a jazz guitar festival at least 80-20.
Thank you so much, Peter.
Yeah,
it's been fun.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.